Welcome back to Teaching Tuesdays. Today we're going to move from the Civil War time period to the Romantic time period. This is that, those few years between that took place right before the Civil War, sometimes leading right up into Transcendentalism. So it just really depends on who you ask, who you talk to, so on and so forth. I know we kind of did a flip-flop of them, but this is the way that I've always taught it, and so this is how we're going to do it here. So the Romantic period took place either between 1820 to 1860 or 1800 to 1840, 1860. So some people say it only took 40 years, some people say it took 60 years. It really depends on sources and research. So some of the main themes from this period: nature, individualism, emotions, imagination, democracy, freedom, frontier, American Revolution, and then of course romance, because it's called the Romantic period because primarily a lot of what was written was either Gothic and or romantic in nature. So how did this Romantic time period challenge that of the Age of Reason? Because people say that the Age of Reason and Romantic period butt up against each other. So what was the difference between Age of Reason and Romanticism? Well, the idea of reason was discarded for sentiments, which embodied this Romantic movement, whereas reason embodied the Age of Reason. Makes logical sense. So in the Romantic movement period, senses and emotions were given preference over reasoning and intellect. The inherent virtues of mankind were promoted. The Romantics claimed that reasoning was only required if man was born immoral, but if he was intrinsically good, then feelings could be relied on. Romantics also pushed to the return to nature and to put the artist's personal creativity at the helm of the art or in the forefront. Also, patriotism was another streak that in here, or theme, topic, characteristic. Alright, so some characteristics that kind of predominated the Romantic period. Of course, faith in inner experiences and power of the imagination, looking at the world with more than reasonable optimism, through those rose-colored glasses, interest in the past, but also interest in the bizarre, the supernatural, the gothic, with that love and or reverence for nature and belief in the individual and common man. Now, some of the most popular authors of that time were Nathaniel Hawthorne, Herman Melville, and Edgar Allan Poe. And Edgar Allan Poe is the one we're going to focus on for this unit, just because a lot of what he wrote was short stories and poems. At least that's what he's predominantly studied. And literature and all that. And in high schools, sometimes even in colleges, but colleges, if you study English or literature or anything, you'll delve a little bit more into Melville and Hawthorne. So for Edgar Allan Poe, his overall goal for his writings was, of course, to write about his life. As we'll get into before his background, his parents either died or left him by the time he was 2 or 3. His adoptive father was very cold towards him after his adoptive mother died from tuberculosis, which was the same thing that his biological mother died from. Also, his wife of 11 years died of tuberculosis. So having that death, indications of tuberculosis, even though he doesn't outright come out and say it, but tuberculosis and people who suffer from it are woven within his his writings. Loneliness, some romance, even if it's lost love. Those are some of the goals and things that you see woven into his writings. Now, before we move on, I kind of want to talk about why Romanticism was so crucial to the American culture at that time. Well, you have to think that during that time frame, literature was characterized by a renewed national self-confidence and the feeling that the U.S. was the heir to the Greek democracy, Roman law, and Renaissance humanism. The American preoccupation with the national identity in that this period was expressed by modernism, technology, academic classics, and a major facet of which was through literature. Just making sure I'm reading my notes correctly. All right. So a common question that I always hear is, when you talk about romanticism, what does it actually mean? Well, there's several different definitions. There's two that deal with the adjective form of romantic, and two that deal with the noun representation or definition. So for the nouns, a romantic is a person with romantic beliefs or attitudes, or a writer or artist of the romantic movement. So if we talk about romantic as an adjective, you're talking about either being conductive to or characterized by the expression of love, or it's characterized or suggested of an idealized view of reality. So through the romantic time period that we're going to look at, through Edgar Allan Poe primarily for this podcast purpose, it really does, his works do reflect that of the time of romantic time period, characterized or conductive of two expressions of love, even if Edgar Allan Poe's, most of his were through like a dark gothic version. But overall, you'll see that. Okay, so some interesting facts about Edgar Allan Poe before we get into his biography. As I said earlier, three of, at least minimum, of the women in his life died of tuberculosis by the time he was, early mid-30s. His death, when he actually died, there were many theories about what actually happened. Because Edgar Allan Poe is known as the master of mystery, the father of the detective story and everything. His death was one of, if not the biggest mystery ever. How did he actually die? And I'll get more into that when we just kind of delve a little bit more into his background. Another interesting fact that you'll hear about in his biography, he married a 13-year-old when he was 27. Then the next two kind of deal with some of his stories. And the first one, during his lifetime, flying as a means of transportation was only something that you would see in fiction or in fairy tales, or really wasn't thought of as possible. However, in his short story about Mr. Monk Mason, there was a balloon flying machine that allowed people to travel from England to Sullivan's Island. So I highly recommend that if you're interested in flying, you read that his story about Mr. Monk, M-O-N-C-K, Mason, traditional spelling. Then the last little interesting fact was in The Murders on the Rue Morgue, he introduced the first recorded literary detective, because as I said, he is the father of the modern detective story that we think of, like Sherlock Holmes. I keep thinking of all the different variations of Sherlock Holmes. So Mentalist, Sherlock Holmes, anything that has to do with detective work that we think of nowadays began with the works that Edgar Allan Poe did in his detective stories. So you might be asking, what else is Poe known for other than being the father of the modern detective story, mysteries and stuff? He wrote a lot of romantic gothic stories and poems, I'm going to be reading quite a few of them for this unit, so you'll kind of get a nice feeling for his writing style and kind of what went through his mind and why his background was so woven into his work. Because he did suffer through a lot of hardships in his life. As I said, his mother died of tuberculosis before he was 3. His father abandoned him before his mother died. His wife died of tuberculosis. His adoptive mother died of tuberculosis. His adoptive father kicked him out for many reasons. So he had a very hard life. Short, yes, but very hard. And as you'll see when we go through the background, his background, his life heavily influenced his writings. Alright, let's talk about the actual man, Edgar Allan Poe, going a little more in depth with him. So he was born in 1809 in Boston, Massachusetts, to an Elizabeth Arnold Poe and David Poe. And by a few years later, in 1811, he was taken in by John and Frances Allen when his mom died of tuberculosis. He moved in with them from Boston, Massachusetts to Richmond, Virginia. Although they took him in, they never officially adopted him. By 1926, he started attending the University of Virginia, and he did fairly well, but he started getting into alcohol and gambling, and so John Allen refused to pay for his education due to gambling and his studies declining. Because of this, Edgar was forced to drop out of college because he couldn't support himself and pay for tuition and everything else. He ended up joining West Point to help support himself, and he was court-martialed because he refused to show up to class at West Point in order to be able to write, because he started writing for magazines and journals and everything. Then he decided he was going to move to Baltimore in 1831, where he moved in with his poor aunt and her daughter, Virginia. In 1836, he married his cousin, Virginia, who was 13 years old at the time. He continued to write his most famous pieces and works as an editor for Graham's Magazine, and those few years that he was married were some of the happiest of his life. But by 1847, at the age of 24, his wife Virginia died of tuberculosis, making her the third woman in his life to die of the same illness. After her death, he continued to write poetry and short stories. Up until he died. And as I said, his death was one of the most mysterious things that really happened. He left to go on a trip September 27th, 1849, but he disappeared and no one saw him until he was found October 3rd and passed out in a graveyard. He was taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead due to a congestion of the brain on October 7th, 1849. And he was 4 years old at the time because he was born in 1809, died in 1849. So as I said, he had a very troubled, short life, but yet he was able to write so many stories and poems that are so well known today, and a lot of stories that we write and read either in books or short stories, poems, or watch on TV due to TV shows or movies. A lot of those detective stories and horror stories possibly even were based on works that he did and ideas and methods on how to write those types of stories that he did in those 40 years of his life. So that is all I have for now. Join us next week when we start reading some of Poe's works. We'll start with some of his short stories and move into some of his poems.